This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Me damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America, and a happy new year to every one of my listeners. Julian Assange says nyet to Russian involvement. Says that Obama is trying to delegitimize the Donald. That's exactly what I've been saying for the longest now. And we've got breaking news. Eva Braun now is going to go from Fox News to NBC, the Peacock. Yes, they signed Megyn Kelly apparently to a deal where she is going to host an afternoon talk show and a Sunday news magazine. I'm sure it'll do very, very well, right? Of course it will do very, very well. this just in, America is becoming great again. Construction hits a 10-year high. Ford has canceled their Mexico plant. They're expanding now in Michigan. They've canceled their, they were going to build the factory in Mexico, and now they're bagging it, and they're going to invest $700 million for expanding a plant in Michigan. There's a new Gallup poll out that says that the conservatives outnumber liberals in the USA 36% to 25%. But that's not what the media tells us. No. The Obama administration now is under pressure to prove that the Russians actually influenced our election. That's right. The Obama administration is now under intense pressure to release evidence confirming Russian interference in the presidential election before leaving office. The administration up until now has provided little documentation to back up its official October assessment that the Russian government was attempting to interfere in the U.S. election. First of all, this actually goes back to the summer, because if you recall, we first got the information of this hacking deal into the DNC back in July, remember? And the Obama administration has tried unsuccessfully, I might add, to pin this on the Russians. Not so fast there, Skippy. Julian Assange sat down with an interview with Sean Hannity, which will air this evening. I want to play a little portion of it for you because we have it. And Julian Assange says, no, the source for WikiLeaks was not the Russian government. I'll let you listen. Here's Julian Assange, which will air actually tonight. Here we go. This is going to air tonight on Fox. If I can get this thing to play, actually. Here we go.
Can you say to the American people, unequivocally, that you did not get this information about the DNC, John Podesta's emails. Can you tell the American people 1,000% you did not get it from Russia or
yes.
anybody associated with Russia?
We can say, we have said repeatedly over the last 2 months that our source is not the Russian government and it is not a state party.
Bam! There you go. Julian Assange. It's not more clear than that. What this is, just so you know, and Julian Assange said the same thing today in this interview, but I've said the same thing. This is the Obama administration trying to delegitimize the Donald Trump administration. I mean, what happened to the smooth transition that was going to happen, right? What happened to that? And what about lame duck does this president not understand? This is what I don't understand. I mean, does he not realize that he's now the lame duck president? Does he not realize that... what he's doing is basically that of a petulant child that hasn't gotten his way by putting out this story once again. Look, I can't tell how many times have I come on this show going all the way back to last summer. Where I've talked about this bogus news story. In fact, the biggest fake news story of the year is this Russian hack deal. It's the biggest fake news story of the year, and yet the mainstream media is running with it. And Barack Obama, for his part, doesn't seem to understand the whole lame duck part of his presidency. I mean, you've got there's a story. There was a story in Breitbart about the Israelis. It was an Israeli minister. Okay, let me get this story. Okay, yeah, the Israel's culture and sports minister, a woman by the name of Miri Regev, said last week that it doesn't really matter. She said, "This is what she said." She asked rhetorically, "Who is Obama? Obama's history. We have Trump now." You see, and the point is that you've now got world leaders, people all over the world, that now just, they're not going to take this guy seriously anymore. And I said this before. Look, when Trump did that whole carrier deal, he effectively became president. I know that the official inauguration day is January 20th. I get that. But Donald Trump is now the president, and I think he's been the president since he announced that carrier deal, where he picked up the phone and announced the carrier deal, because Obama is, again, say what you will, I think he has been... emasculated. He is, and I've said this before on the show, he's a eunuch now. He's a palace eunuch, and that's all he is. I mean, really, to quote the Israeli minister, who is Obama? He's history. And, of course, Obama, well, I'll get into that when I come back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. I'll take a quick break. When you feel down and out, sing a song.
Edward Woodson Show.
KE Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Shining a spotlight on the media minions, the Edward Woodson Show.
Hey, you, say, Luke, give us a spotlight. Give me something that you know and sing the weather.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Apparently, Mr. Obama doesn't understand the meaning of lame duck. He has tried everything in his power, literally everything, to try to disrupt this transition, to take every single opportunity he can to sabotage this presidency. I mean, look at what he's done. He has established a permanent Arctic and Atlantic drilling ban. He's got another 1.65 million acres in Utah and southern Nevada declared national monuments. Let's not forget the backstab of Israel. And now the economic and diplomatic sanctions against Russia for hacking the alleged hacking. Does he not understand what's going on? Oh, and one more thing. This gives you an inkling of how much Barack Obama is now disrespected throughout the world. Because Russia, just last week, announced a deal with Turkey for a nationwide ceasefire in Syria. Okay? John Kerry and members of the Obama administration were not privy to any of the negotiations and had nothing to do with this deal that Russia announced. Russia and Turkey basically brokered the ceasefire deal. So you have to ask yourself, what does he not understand? He doesn't understand what lame duck means. He doesn't understand what a constitutional lawyer is, clearly. And also, here's the best part, though, is Putin's response. Basically, Putin said, you know, we're not going to do anything. We're not going to, we're going to stand pat. Okay? We're not going to do anything. We're not going to expel any diplomats. We're not going to get down to your level, Mr. Obama. In fact, Putin has openly mocked Mr. Obama. And in fact, over the weekend, he invited U.S. the children of U.S. diplomats to come to the Russian embassy to celebrate the new year at the Kremlin. So rather than get mad, he has basically called him out. The New York Post wrote an op-ed piece. In fact, the editorial board of the New York Post wrote this op-ed piece in which they said that what Obama is doing is a snub to voters that voted for Donald Trump. And that's absolutely true. So let me just read parts of this to you. In the waning days at the White House, President Obama is desperately trying to make his policies as permanent as possible by tying the hands of his successor, and far more than other presidents have done on their way out. From his dramatic and disastrous change of U.S. policy on Israel to his executive order restricting 1.65 million acres of land from development, Obama is trying to make it impossible for Donald Trump and the GOP-controlled Congress to govern. Even Thursday's announcement of sanctions against Russia presents Trump with a foreign policy crisis immediately upon taking office. By contrast, maybe many of Obama's predecessors have stood back in their final days in office and refrained from any dramatic shifts in deference to the agenda of the man voters sent to succeed them. But Obama won't accept the election results. As he suggested the other day, Trump's election was a fluke, and he himself would have easily been reelected if allowed to stand for a third term. He believes this not just because he's an efficient campaigner, but because he thinks his vision and policies continue to be backed by a majority of the American people. But Obama, like many Democrats, fails to understand what happened in the election. Voters are calling for real change from the status quo, from his policies. Indeed, before the vote, he himself said it was a referendum on him and his policies. Memo to Mr. Obama, you lost. Whether it was the lackluster economy, Obamacare, trade, the sweeping failure of his foreign policy, or illegal immigration, voters sought something very different. Trump, on the other hand, did more than just energize his base. He flipped six states that voted for Obama in 2012. I mean, I don't know what more proof you need than voters are rejecting you, Mr. Obama. The results, as many have since come to realize, is that the Democratic Party now caters to a hard left elite core located on the two coasts and has abandoned the working class Americans in the heartland it so loudly claims to champion. Which is why Democrats have been losing seats, especially at the state level. Voters are fed up with Democrat failures to the point where they were willing to take a chance on the untested novice like Trump. I said before the election, I think I said this back in September, that people voted for the unknown. They voted for the grab bag. Think about it. They thought to themselves, you know what, I'm going to take a chance here. I'm going to roll the dice here. That's how much change they wanted. That's how much change they wanted. But apparently, Mr. Obama doesn't seem to understand that. Mr. Obama doesn't understand that. The media elites don't understand that. The globalists don't understand that. But the reality is that Donald Trump is now the president-elect. And I would argue he is the de facto president. I have never seen a president, really, be exposed so blatantly by an election. I mean, it's stunning. And you can't separate Barack Obama from the Democrat Party. They're one and the same. We'll be right back.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at a store near you or twiningsusa.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Donald Trump has done more for this country than Obama's entire administration, and that includes Republicans and Democrats, and he hasn't even been sworn in yet. The Ford Motor Company CEO says he is encouraged by President-elect Donald Trump's pro-growth policies, and then he will cancel the new Mexico plant that they were looking to build. They were going to build a new factory, a new plant in Mexico, and it was going to be some crazy number, like $6.3 billion. And so now they are deciding that they're not going to make that move, that they are going to, refurbish the existing plant that they have in Michigan, Detroit. So Donald Trump making America great again, and one more thing I want to talk about here with Donald Trump today, and this is what he did today. Okay, so Donald Trump decides. Because there was talk that Congress was gonna do the House was gonna overhaul the ethics committee. There's this ethics committee. So Donald Trump tweeted out this morning that it's that the House overhaul of the ethics is stupid, and that they need to focus on taxes and jobs. And guess what the House does? They drop the proposal. Trump, with one tweet, did more than Obama did in 8 years. I mean, think about it. Think about what's going on here. I mean, he is... He's actually making deals. He's being presidential. I mean, have you ever seen this before from a president? I mean, how many times have we seen a president say, I'm gonna cut the government spending, and they never do. They never do. Right? But now you got Donald Trump that's actually doing stuff. I mean, he's actually by the force of his personality. There is a new vigor. There is a new feeling of optimism in this country. And that's an amazing thing that he's able to do this without even being in office yet. I mean, I think it was Huckabee, former Arkansas Governor Huckabee, that said that Trump does more with 140 characters than the Washington Post does in 140 pages of the Sunday paper. By the way, hat tip to Scotty for that. But it's true. I mean, think about it. This guy is constantly making deals. But the press isn't gonna let up. Trust me on this. In fact, this morning, ABC hammered Donald Trump on the fact that he hasn't had a press conference. Cecilia Vega this morning on what was it? Good Morning America, was that it? Good Morning America. Yeah, Good Morning America. Had this to say. Let me just play this for you. Yeah. Here we go. Let me just play this for you. I want you to listen to this. Let me get this playing here. Okay, here we go. All right. Come on, let's go. All right. Here we go. My God.
This was no press conference.
Well, I don't know why this isn't...
Today... marks 148
days. Okay, I'm sorry about that. So basically, Cecilia Vega said this morning on Good Morning America that Trump hasn't had a press conference in 148 days. Okay, fine. And no big deal. Because he's actually tweeting out, and he's not even president yet. However, ABC never mentioned that Hillary Clinton didn't give a press conference for 277 days. 277 days. Let me see if I can get this to play here.
But this was no press conference. Today marks 148 days since his last one. In fact, Trump took questions for all of 90 seconds. And even then, he did not answer when asked whether he is now reconsidering his proposed Muslim ban. This time, 58 seconds worth of questions. And then the president-elect went back inside.
I love, by the way, I love that he does everything like from either, you know, Mar-a-Lago or Trump Tower. I love it. It's just awesome. Think about it for a minute. And I think you're going to see more and more of this where Trump just comes out or tweets something. Like, think about it. He basically can wake up in the morning, tweet something out. And that is the media narrative for the day. Everybody talks about Trump and his tweet. And I think it was Sean Spicer over the weekend, where some of the media people were complaining about Donald Trump tweeting. And I got to tell you, I don't have a problem with the tweeting. What's the big deal? Why do they not want Trump to tweet? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they can't control the messaging. It drives them crazy. They can't believe it. I think it was, I played it earlier in the show, this woman, Michelle Norris, who I've never heard of, by the way, who was on the panel at Face the Nation, was talking about how, well, Donald Trump is going straight to the people. Well, yeah, that's right, he is. He's going straight to the people. And he doesn't need you. And that's why they're freaking out. That's exactly why they're freaking out, because they can't believe this. That you actually have somebody who's going to go straight to the people. Because we can't trust the media. See, that's the deal. In fact, there's an article in the Daily Caller about how many of the journalists that were exposed by the WikiLeaks hack as being in collusion with Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party, they're going to cover the White House now, the Trump White House. You've got John Harwood, the CNBC chief political correspondent and New York Times political writer. This is Harwood. This guy told John Podesta to watch out for Ben Carson during the Republican primary. Ben Carson could give you real trouble in general, he warned. He included video clips of Carson's political positions. And in December of 2015, in an email to Podesta, he claimed, this is John Harwood, claimed the Republican Party was veering off the rails and bragged about provoking Trump during a Republican presidential debate where he asked Trump if he was running a comic book version of a presidential campaign. And these people are going to cover the White House. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Bruce Springsteen went on this show. Mark Moron is his name. He's apparently a comedian. Never heard of the guy. He has some podcast. And he had Bruce Springsteen on. I think this is the same guy that interviewed Mr. Obama a couple years ago, if I'm not mistaken. I think he does this podcast out of his garage in El Segundo, California or something. Anyway, Bruce Springsteen, of course, you know, he's a big supporter of Hillary Clinton, obviously, and campaigned for Barack Obama, and I think what he sang at the his inauguration, I think. Bruce Springsteen was talking about how fearful he is about Donald Trump. Apparently there's a lot of fear going on around town. A lot of fear going on. A lot of fear. Listen.
Are people who are very scared of Donald Trump. Then Bruce Springsteen is one of them. He performed, obviously, at President Obama's inauguration, campaigned for him and Hillary Clinton. He is speaking out today. And, of course, he's got that best-selling book. A lot of people are listening to what he's having to say. He was on a podcast with a comedian, Mark Maron. Here's what he said.
I felt disgust before.
Right.
But never the kind of fear that you feel now.
Right.
And it's simply the fear of, is someone simply competent enough to do this particular job?
Right.
Forget about where they are ideologically.
Right.
Do they simply have the pure competence?
Right. Right.
To be put in a position of such, you know, a responsibility.
And you know, why? Why do you have to ruin it for me? Like, when I was a kid, I loved Bruce Springsteen. Now I can't stand the guy. Because you have to open up your mouth and speak just nonsensically. Oh, there's a fear. I mean, this seems to be the theme now. This impending doom and fear that that Trump is going to be somehow the end of Western civilization, the end of democracy as we know it. We're ushering in a new time of fascism. I mean, it's amazing how here's a guy who has been called Hitler by the media. He's been called Hitler. And he's the only guy that comes to the defense of Israel. Yeah. Ironic, isn't it? The guy that they've been calling Hitler this whole time, he's actually the guy that comes in and defends Israel. And, you know, the people that say, for instance, well, you know, I'm very concerned about the fact that we could have some nuclear war. Consistently, Donald Trump is the least hawkish politician of the bunch. I mean, that's why you got this whole Russian thing going on, because all these neocons like Lindsey Graham and John McRino, they want to go to war. Hillary Clinton, too, they all want to go to war. They love war. Bill Kristol, all these guys, they love war. They want to go to war. Donald Trump's the only one that said, no, we are not going to war. You see, typically, they would do the saber rattling, the red baiting, and people would be all psyched up to go to war. See, but going to war means going to, like, World War III. Donald Trump's like, no, I'm not doing that. It's crazy that these stupid celebrities, and it's not just celebrities, that these media types and these inside the beltway members of the establishment of both parties are so fearful of Donald Trump. Fearful of this guy. He's a guy's a businessman from New York. Give me a break. He's Hitler. He's Mussolini. Give me a break. Anyway, so now celebrities did another goofy video. This was made by Humanity for Progress is this group. Humanity for Progress is a bunch of like has-been celebrities. And by the way, this Humanity for Progress was a pro-Hillary Clinton group called Humanity for Clinton, for Hillary. Humanity for Hillary. So you've got Sally Fields, Rosie Perez, Steve Buscemi, all these quote-unquote, celebrities. And again, like Steve Buscemi, I liked you. Stop it. Anyway, I want to play this for you. This is this video. And do these people think that by putting out a video, like, I'm going to care? No, I don't care. You just make fools of yourselves, and you make me not want to ever go to any of your movies or buy your albums. Anyway, here's the celebrity.
Dear members of Congress.
Dear members of Congress.
Dear members of Congress.
Dear members of Congress.
I'm mad.
Flabbergasted.
Furious.
Concerned for my children.
I'm worried for everyone.
The majority of Americans, regardless of who they voted for,
did not vote for racism,
for sexism, or for xenophobia.
And yet Donald Trump won.
And since he won,
hate crimes are rising.
Women have been attacked in his name.
People of color attacked in his name.
You represent us in Congress.
You are our last line of defense.
So here's what we ask of our elected officials.
No, here's what we demand.
To the extent that Trump pursues racist,
sexist, anti-immigrant,
anti-worker, anti-Muslim, anti-Semitic,
anti-environmental policies,
we demand that you vigorously oppose him.
We demand that you block nominees who threaten the rights of women,
the LGBT community,
people of color, immigrants, and the poor.
And we want you to know that we are with you.
As long as you do that stuff, we won't remain silent.
We won't remain silent.
We won't remain silent.
We'll work harder to mobilize our votes
and our communities. But we need you,
and we expect you to have our backs
to protect our civil liberties
and to use your congressional powers
to obstruct,
defeat
anything
that violates our core values as diverse Americans.
Signed, the majority.
The majority.
The majority.
The majority.
The majority.
The majority
of the American people.
All right, so apparently these actors, apparently they represent the majority of the American people. I you know, it's funny because I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. That apparently they represent all of America. They represent the majority of America, and I guess they represent the majority of California and New York. by the way, if you remove the vote tally of New York and California, Donald Trump wins the popular vote. So if you take out New York and California, Donald Trump overwhelmingly wins the popular vote. I think you can actually just, if you take out just California, Donald Trump wins. And, you know, there's some question about whether or not all the votes in California are even real. I mean, he lost, think about it, he lost two states by 6 million. 4 million in California. He lost, by 3 million? So he wins. He wins. Take out California. Just take out California. I know they want to succeed, so you just take them out and he wins. The popular vote. Because they're going to, you see, they're going to keep talking about this. We're going to hear this popular vote deal for the next 8 years. So just get ready, okay? It's going to be just like we heard Al Gore. Al Gore really won, you know. President Gore won. So just mark my words, get ready, because this isn't, we're going to hear this constantly. And California, please, please secede. We will help you move, okay? All right, I'm out of time for the day. Check out the website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, send me your friend requests and like us on Facebook, The Ed Woodson Show. Follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.